Well, today is August the 5th, 2008, and tonight I visited our local Walmart here in Cameron. I was strolling the aisles and looked up and saw the new book by the infamous John Hagee entitled In Defense of the State of Israel with the Star of David on the front. John Hagee is nothing more than a Zionist. He is a part of the New World Order, the international bankers, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers who financially support the state of Israel over there in the so-called Holy Land. Now, Pastor John Hagee also spearheads an organization called Christians United for Israel. Well, that's called CUFI. And it's working in all 50 states to lobby Congress and become a Christian AIPAC. Now, this John Hagee is a charismatic, and he even said that when Pat Robertson suggested that Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's stroke was payback for God for withdrawing from Gaza was insensitive and unnecessary. Now, Hagee is in with all of these other ecumenical leaders that are reinforcing this false statehood of Israel. What I mean by false is it's not anything but it's not Christian. It's a vile, godless international banking scheme that is part of the New World Order. Hagee has built an impressive evangelical empire and developed strong political ties to the Republican Party since his 1978 conversion to Zionism. Over the years, he's met with Israel's heads of state. He's carving out a special relationship with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is once again seeking that office. And we see this whole statehood of Israel thing is nothing more than a political nightmare. Hagee is a longtime supporter of Tom DeLay. And Hagee told the Jerusalem Post in an interview just a few days before the early February summit, quote, "We need to be able to respond instantly to Washington with our concerns about Israel. We must join forces to speak as one group and move as one body to the crisis Israel will be facing in the near future," end quote. He says, quote, "Every state in the Union, every congressional district will be accounted for," end quote, Hagee added. Now, if you want to go to John Hagee's website, you'll find out that he has a special section on there for Christians United for Israel. And he's put together a national board consisting, of course, of, as Hagee is the national chairman, of course he wants to be the national chairman, Dr. Jerry Falwell, of course, Dr. Jerry Falwell is no longer alive. Gary Bauer, president of American Values. Pastor George Morrison of Arvada, Colorado. 12 regional directors. And then the regional directors are going to appoint state directors and appoint city directors. Now, there was a report in the San Antonio Express News that said that this is a first-of-its-kind umbrella organization embraced by the local Jewish community. Well, wouldn't you know? Pastor Hagee and Rabbi Sheinberg go way back in a story entitled Our Jewish Roots. The rabbi pictured with Hagee in several photographs delivered the benediction at the first A Night to Honor Israel event in 1981 and has been a regular participant ever since. This Night to Honor Israel event is going to be expanded and held in several cities simultaneously. And, you know, look, we're not honoring, I'm not honoring people that dishonor Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not anti-Semitic, and the Bible says there will come a time when the time of the Gentiles will be fulfilled and an ushering back in of some of the Jewish remnant. But we are not to uphold those who deny that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. John Hagee has even admitted in a very, very open discussion, and it's on YouTube, that Jesus did not come to save the Jews. He did not come as their Messiah. Jesus came to save all of his people from their sins, including his Jewish remnant. Okay, now, what's this all about? You really want to know what the bottom line is? It shouldn't be a surprise. It's all about money. I'm going to have Mark look up some scriptures here in a minute, but for four decades, Hagee's message has motivated his members to give millions to his ministry. And his message has helped his non-profit television arm, Global Evangelism Television, become a prosperous global money-making family enterprise. Hagee and his wife Diana founded GETV 25 years ago. And he has a 50,000 square foot multimedia studio broadcasting to 127 television stations and 82 radio stations nationwide. And his income statement shows that the nonprofit organization drew $18.3 million in revenue in 2001. And so he received $411,561 in benefits from his little TV org personally. And John Hagee has a rabbi trust, which is $2.1 million, a 7,696-acre ranch outside Brackettville, with five lodges, including a main lodge and a gun locker. It also includes a manager's house, a smokehouse, a skeet range, and three barns. Taken together, his payment package is around $842,000 in compensation and $400,000 in benefits. That was in 2001. Well, this is all about money. In 1998, Hagee teamed up with the Christian filmmakers Peter and Paul Lelon to make Vanquished in the Twinkling of an Eye. You know, these people like to promote, whether it's the Left Behind series. Who did that, Mark? The Left Behind series?
Tim LaHaye.
Tim LaHaye made millions of dollars off the same thing. Well, this is amazing that we have come to this point in our history where we will listen to one man, and now he just finished getting a bestseller book here a while back, and now he's come out with this new one in defense of the state of Israel with the Star of David on the front of it. He's authored a number of books, including Attack on America, New York, Jerusalem, The Role of Terrorism in the Last Days, The Beginning of the End, The Assassination of Rabin, and The Coming Antichrist. And then he recently, of course, like I said, penned that book, Jerusalem's Countdown. and a warning to the world. And now he's come out with this book. Well, I'll tell you what. What we need to do is we need to take a stand against Haggai. The Bible says very clearly that he is a Jew who is one inwardly, circumcision of the heart. And we are warned in the book of Revelation that those that say they're Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And that's exactly who John Haggai is representing, the synagogue of Satan. And teaming up with Trinity Broadcasting Network and Paul Crouch and that whole mess, Haggai gleefully anticipates the death of hundreds of millions of people in a series of wars, preparing the world for the second coming of Christ. Haggai wants to jumpstart the war, the world war, as an inevitable battle between Israel and the U.S. and an alliance of the Islamic states and Russia. The United States must join Israel in a preemptive military strike against Iran to fulfill God's plan for both Israel and the West. Well, John Haggai, you're not God. And you can try to orchestrate everything you want to. God is sovereign over it all. And, you know, Haggai is an advocate of aggressive war against Iran. John Haggai's end time theology is despicable. The state of Israel is worshipped like a golden calf. President Bush praised Haggai's CUFI for spreading the hope of God's love and universal gift of freedom. No, that is not biblical. That is not biblical. Universal gift of freedom is not biblical. And President Bush doesn't have any idea what the true gospel is when he gets up and says we're serving the same God as the Muslims. Allah is not the same God. George Bush is a false prophet. So George Bush says that he praised John Haggai for spreading God's love and the gift of freedom with bombing the Iranians is hard to fathom, but in an event, evangelicals like Haggai have been among President Bush's strongest supporters, and the president is not about to abandon John Haggai now. Joe Lieberman, of course, Joe Lieberman is a Jew, is also a Haggai fan and praised him at his last year's CUFI meeting, likening him to Moses. Give me a break. A man of God. Well, John McCain recently thanked Pastor Haggai for endorsing him, his running for presidency 8 years ago. Well, Haggai regards God's covenant with Abraham in the book of Genesis as granting the patriarch and his descendants unconditional title to the Holy Land. Well, I'll tell you what. God is not going to give reprobates anything. And that includes people that are spitting in the face of Jesus Christ, who said, "Let his blood be on us and on our children and on our children's children." And Haggai advocates unqualified American support for the state of Israel as a means of obtaining the Almighty's blessing. Look, let me tell you something. The state of Israel, the Illuminati, the international banking community, and specifically the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the 13 families that are involved in this whole mess with the state of Israel, God abhors, and he counts them as the most wicked, vile people imaginable on the face of the earth. They have spit in his face. They are the Masonic Lodge and the Illuminati openly are Luciferian in doctrine. They are antichrists. They are the furthest thing from Christ. And for Haggai to join arms and forces with them, puts him as guilty as those who are involved in the Luciferian doctrine. If you study your Bible, you'll find that the New Testament requires belief in Christ for salvation. There is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. And belief comes from God. It doesn't come from man. And so if a person does not have faith, they do not believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. If they deny that there's only one mediator between God and man, and if they are climbing up some other way, they're a thief and a robber. And that is exactly what John Hagee is in this book that he has just penned in defense of the state of Israel. He says in the book that he had always been, even his father had been, been very dispensational in his theology. What is dispensationalism? Dispensationalism teaches that there are several different ways to salvation. There's a way for the Gentiles and there's a way for the Jews. The Jews don't even have to know Jesus Christ. They don't have to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior because they are chosen by God. They're God's chosen people. No, they are not. Now, Mark, I want you to look up, if you would, go back to the 11th chapter of Romans, Mark, and we're going to see what Paul has to say about this whole matter that we're discussing in regards. Now, you know, they want to try to call this replacement theology and all kind of things. By the way, John Hagee would fit right in with the Messianic Jews, wouldn't he? Because they're teaching the same kind of lies and hypocrisy. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go on back to I actually want you to look in the 10th chapter first, Mark. Go down to the 12th verse. Read the 12th verse.
For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, but the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. These people aren't calling upon the name of the Lord. They are denying that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They're denying that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And they don't take kindly to people propagating the lordship of Jesus Christ. In fact, they arrest people in this Rockefeller Rothschild state of Israel for sharing the gospel. He says, now go back to the 9th chapter, Mark, and I want to it's just so amazing to me that we've gone away from the gospel to another gospel, which is not another gospel. It's absolutely a false doctrine is what it is. They've come to a point now where they are going to try to bring all of these people together. The Roman Catholics are going to come together with the Jews. And, you know, there's one thing that's central to the gospel. And that is, Mark, go back to the 3rd chapter of Romans, and I want you to read the 22nd through the 24th verse.
22nd to 24th?
Right.
Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith, by Jesus Christ, and all and upon all of them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Go ahead.
Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
that is what is the distinguishing characteristic between those who are in Christ and those who are not. That is the distinguishing characteristic of those who are in Christ and those who are not in Christ. Now, in the 10th chapter of Romans, Paul said, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." Read verse 4, Mark.
"For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth."
There's your scripture right there. These people are not believers. These people spit in the face of Jesus Christ. They endorse homosexuality. They endorse the false religion of Judaism. It's a works doctrine. They deny that Jesus Christ is the Savior. They deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he says in the 9th verse, Mark, read that one for me.
"If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved."
These people are not confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They're not confessing with their mouth that the Lord Jesus. They're not believing in their heart that God raised him from the dead. They're denying that. They're denying it. Well, God hath not cast away his people who he foreknew. That's one thing. Predestination and election. God has elected some of the Jews in this dispensation of time to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And Mark, read in verse chapter 11, verse 2.
"For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to..."
Chapter 11, verse 2.
"God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. What ye not, what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying..."
Now he says, though, in verse 5, "So then at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace." John Hagee denies election. John Hagee denies predestination. John Hagee openly denies the Bible. And so it goes on in the 7th verse. It says, "What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. And David said, Let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them." Well, now we are not to be proudful or boastful because the Gentiles, those of us Gentiles who have experienced the grace of Jesus Christ in our hearts against those who are have turned their backs on Jesus Christ, who have... But you know what? Only those who are Israel, the Israel of God, are those who have been circumcised of heart. Those who have been circumcised of heart. Now, Mark, read the 25th verse there.
The 10th chapter?
11th chapter.
"For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles will come in."
And so all Israel shall be saved, as written, "There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance." all of God's elect will come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and we're not talking about the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not. We're not talking about those who deny Jesus Christ. We're talking about those for whom Christ died, those Jews for whom Christ paid his precious blood on the tree. And so one of the things that we have to be really clear on is that this whole issue, this whole discussion regarding the Jews and the Holy Land, and in defense of the statehood of Israel, we are not defending wickedness. We are not upholding wickedness. We're not upholding secret orders, the Masonic Lodge, Illuminati, international bankers, the New World. We're actually coming against that. We're coming against it. We have no interest in. That's like, you know, the Bible says in the last days they will call evil good and good evil. And that's exactly what has happened. We cannot compromise the gospel. The gospel is what it is. A lot of people want to deny the gospel and say, well, you don't have to know Jesus. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. Well, that is not what it is taught in the Bible. And we have to constantly look at what is being propagated. Look, the very people that are associating themselves with John Hagee is enough information for me. Whether it's George Bush giving him accolades, John McCain giving him accolades. John McCain is being supported by the Zionist movement and the Jewish movement. And whether it's when Falwell was alive, he was right there with him, propagating the same thing, his dispensational theology. And I tell you, I'm amazed that we have come to the place that we have in our society, where we don't understand the distinction between the Bible is so clear. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. We are all one in Christ. In Christ. Okay? Now, Mark, I want you to go to the second chapter of Romans. Let's go back to the second chapter of Romans. Now, a lot of people that hear this say, oh, Larry's anti-Semitic and all of this. No, I'm not anti-Semitic and I'm not anti-Jew. What I am very clear on is that the Jews have aligned themselves with a group of people that are absolutely devil worshippers over there in the state of Israel, and the people that are behind it. Do you know the treasury of the Vatican is controlled by the Rothschilds? Now, Mark, I want you to read. I want you to go down to see if I can find here where I want you to read. John Hagee has been involved in the Zionist movement for a long time. He has done great money-making schemes to make money. It's very evident. And because of that, he has profited from saying he supports the state of Israel, and so therefore the Zionists have given him millions of dollars to support them and the statehood of Israel. There, look, just because a person is a Jew doesn't profit anything. You know, remember what the Pharisees told Jesus? We have Abraham as our father. He said, if Abraham was your father, you'd do the things that Abraham did. Now, read down, Mark, what I want you to do is in the second chapter of Romans, I want you to read the 25th down through the end of the chapter.
For circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, to fulfill the law, judge thee who by the letter in circumcision does transgress the law? For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart. In the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.
These men are not praising God. They don't want to have anything to do with the Son of God. They're actually blaspheming God. That's what they're doing. They're blaspheming the name of God. And we need to take a stand against those who are coming against our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're told in the Epistle of John that those who deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is of the spirit of Antichrist. And that's exactly what John Hagee is, because he is denying that Jesus Christ is the Messiah for the Jews. And so we have to... We have to come against this. We have to come against this. And I know that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be upset over this message. They're going to be very upset about it. And they're going to say that I am anti-Semitic and that all of this. Now, Mark, I want you to read Revelation 2:9. Revelation 2:9. We are living in a time when we have to make a clear distinction in doctrine. We have to stand by the doctrine of the Bible and not water it down and make it say something totally different than what it says. Go ahead, Mark.
I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Okay, Mark, I want you to go down to Revelation 3:9. Okay, he doesn't just say it once, he says it twice.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee.
There's my message to John Hagee. God is going to judge you, John Hagee, for your false doctrine. Preaching a false doctrine and not subscribing to the righteousness of Jesus Christ and his perfect sacrifice on the cross. And you will be judged for it, for not only telling people that they don't have to believe in Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ did not come to save his Jewish people from their sins as their Messiah, that he came for some other reason. Look, God's kingdom is not of this world, Mr. Hagee. Christ's kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. He even said that while he was down here. And so this book, if you have this book, if you've gone out and read this book in defense of the state of Israel, you need to read it, and you need to document every time he talks about his relationships, all those relationships with these Zionists. and how he's gotten his money from them and how they've supported him. And that should give your answer to who he is and what he's about. Father, we pray that you would take this message and open people's eyes to the absolute false doctrine of John Hagee and all these people that are associated with this national organization that's trying to divide into state and city groups called Christians United for Israel. Christians should not be united for Luciferian doctrine. Christians should take a stand against Luciferian doctrine. Help us to be strong during this time, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.